Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone is having an absolutely blessed day today. And how are you doing today, Ted?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. And you know, years ago I met Hulk Hogan, and he's a really nice guy, by the way, big guy. And you know, he had a really interesting tweet he put out, which I thought was really, really good. And he kind of shocked his wrestling fans around the world on Monday when he took to Instagram to make the argument that doctors should consider not creating a vaccine for COVID-19, arguing that the ongoing coronavirus pandemic was an act of God. The WWE Hall of Famer wrote, "Maybe we don't need a vaccine. Maybe we need to take this time to, in isolation from the distractions of the world, and have a personal revival where we focus only thing that where we focus on the only thing that in the world that really matters, and that's Jesus." Now, I know Hulk Hogan had gone through some pretty rough times, you know, with the divorce from his wife after his reality TV show, et cetera, et cetera. And I really like the fact that he's saying this. In fact, the whole article kind of says this. This whole Instagram posting said, "Word up, can you handle the truth, my brother? Only love, Hulk Hogan. In 3 short months, just like he did in the plagues of Egypt, God has taken away everything we worship. God said, you want to worship athletes? I will shut down the stadiums. You want to worship musicians? I will shut down civic centers. You want to worship actors? I will shut down theaters. You want to worship money? I will shut down the economy and collapse the market. You don't want to go to church and worship me? Then I'll make it where you can't go to my church. If my people who are called to my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Maybe we don't need a vaccine. Maybe we need time to take... Maybe we need to take this time of isolation from the distractions of the world and have a personal revival where we focus on the only thing in the world that really matters, Jesus." Now, he's had thousands and thousands of comments on this one thing. And, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, God did all of this stuff because it's going to be the plagues of Egypt revisited. I'm saying that basically the Sabbateans did all of this stuff, but God can still use all of this stuff to bring his people closer to him. In fact, I really believe that through this and through this economic devastation that's occurring throughout the country and these medical health issues that are occurring throughout the country, that God can take his people and show them that, hey, look, you know, here is the truth of what's going on. Here are the guys that are doing that. It's through shows like this and other shows that tell you the truth about who these real guys are, about this ridiculous sex death cult that runs the planet. You start to understand that these guys are being exposed. Now, they're doing what they want to do because they're desperate to try to maintain the petrodollar and control of the international currency markets and to bring in a one-world currency. There's a giant fight going on right now in these factions between Russia and China and Syria and Iran and Iraq and all the other places who've had enough of the hegemony the United States dollars had on the world and who simply don't want to trade oil in dollars anymore through the petrodollar. This is one of the big reasons we're having such a big fight now with Venezuela, because they don't want to use petrodollars, with Iran, because they don't want to use petrodollars, Syria, because they don't want to use petrodollars, or we've seized most of their oil fields, and of course North Korea, which doesn't want to use petrodollars, and Russia doesn't want to use petrodollars. And so people are saying, why do we have to support this? And then of course we've had 20, 30 years now of getting all these really cheap things out of China, which has really held the inflationary index down in the United States, helping the people here in the United States have achieved a really unprecedented lifestyle based on debt. You know, it's really easy if somebody gives you a credit card every month, a new one, a new one, a new one, a new one, and you never have to pay the debt off, to continue to have a really incredible lifestyle. I remember one time I heard a pastor say, somebody was bragging about so-and-so being rich and having these cars and the home and all the other stuff, and he said, what you're seeing is debt, not prosperity. You know, the Bible tells us that, you know, we're not supposed to be in debt. And, you know, that's really difficult to do nowadays because we've been so programmed to buy things we don't need with money we don't have, to impress people we don't know. But what ends up happening is we start to realize after we get into this debt cycle that maybe it wasn't worth buying that big house with that multiple $1,000 a month house payment. Maybe it wasn't worth buying that new vehicle with its $500 or $600 or $800 a month payment. And now we're starting to realize that maybe that old vehicle was okay, the one that, you know, had 100,000 miles on but still ran great. And maybe that old house was okay too, the one that you'd been raised in, or your family was raised in, or your children was raised in, and maybe you didn't need to go out and end up buying a new house and having the tax base go from $1,000 a year in taxes to $5,000 or $8,000 a year in taxes. And you start to look back on everything and start to think, hey, wait a minute, you know, maybe all these things aren't necessary. Maybe I don't have to. Maybe the most important thing is my relationship with God through Christ. Maybe the health of my family. Maybe it's the fellowship of our family so we can be together for Easter Sunday and have Easter lunch or dinner. Maybe it's because of Christmas. Maybe it's because of all these things that we've taken for granted for so long that we've had in this country. Maybe it's because we want to worship Jesus together freely and unmolested in our own sanctuary with our church and fellow parishioners. Maybe it's all of those things that really matter to us. Because, guys, here, I'm going to say something to you. When you came into this planet, you came in here naked. You came out of your mother's womb and you were naked. You came in here with nothing. And let me give you a little news flash here. You're leaving with nothing except for the relationship that you have with Jesus Christ, which is going to keep you going for all eternity. And, of course, the relationships that we have, I believe, on this earth with our friends and our family, I believe God's going to allow those to continue in heaven. People say, well, it won't be the same in heaven. Well, it's okay, though. You know, there's certain things that I just want to believe, and I believe that the Bible talks about, you know, with Lazarus and the rich man and all these different things. I believe we're going to have friends and family and fellowship in heaven, too. I really do. And I believe that these relationships we make, in some cases, if these people are saved with us, they're going to last for an eternity. So I think it's so important that we all maintain those relationships, especially with our prayer life with God, you know, with the great I Am, with Jesus Christ. You know, I prayed for you guys this morning again. My wife and I sat back and we prayed and asked God to protect you and to bless you guys. And it's so important that we all have that. Is that we're family. One of our listeners a few weeks ago actually wrote a wonderfully, you know, text to me and said, that's the difference, is that we're family and we're all part of the same team. Now, some more stuff has been coming out of the coronavirus, and now people are being found to have mysterious heart damage, not just lung damage, and it's causing these patients to have all kinds of health issues, including heart attacks. Well, the focus in this pandemic has been respiratory problems, securing and ventilators. Doctors on the front lines are grappling with new medical mystery. In addition to lung damage, many of these patients also are also having developing heart problems, and they're dying of cardiac arrest. Now, the reason this is happening is, according to the research that I've been doing, is that the body's immune system ends up getting itself completely and totally shut down because of a lack of nutrients, and the macrophages can't do what they need to do. This coronavirus apparently strips iron out of the hemoglobin molecule in the lung, in the red blood cells. And what does this, it releases all this iron, which is a free radical, into the system, and it stops allowing the blood to carry enough oxygen to basically nourish the tissues. That's why they're putting people on ventilators. It's almost like it's a carbon monoxide poisoning. But remember, you know, we have multiple lines of defense to prevent this from happening. The first are the little macrophages that cannot be turned on without the use of D3. They roam around, they scavenge up any free radicals, and they also scavenge up the oxidative iron. The second is the lining of the walls. It's called the epithelial surface, which has a thin layer of fluid which is packed with high levels of antioxidant molecules, things like ascorbic acid, you know, also known as vitamin C. Also, you have high levels of, you know, potassium iodine. You have also these different types of nutrients in there that we talk about all the time that basically help the body to stay strong. You got the D3, the vitamin C, the potassium iodine. In addition to that, our body's immune system continues to absorb and get rid of this free radical iron, and it allows the body's liver and other parts of the body to continue to develop more blood cells which have the correct amount of iron. This is one of the things that the malaria drug does, is it prevents this virus from replicating and stripping out more iron. And that's one of the reasons that, you know, it's been being used with success when you combine it with zinc and other antioxidants. But guys, it's like we told you guys back in January. It's all about the macrophages. It's all about the body's immune system. If you have the right amount of nutrients, the right amount of antioxidants, and your immune system can function properly, this thing's just like another mess that gets in your body and your body gets rid of. But it will get to this point when you start losing hemoglobin. That's why some of these people are actually having blood transfusions to get more hemoglobin back into the blood, because the blood has been so infected with the virus, having the iron stripped out. So it's so important that you guys understand. This coronavirus is real. It's a bioengineered lab weapon. Now, whether 5G is involved in it or not, I don't know. But all I know, like I mentioned yesterday on the show, you know, Ecuador is being consumed with this mess, and Ecuador doesn't have any 5G. So it's, I believe, as I said on Friday's show last week, and I believe that a lot of other people in other countries are believing this, It's a genome-specific bioweapon that's designed to attack certain types of genetics, including the Chinese, and that's what they believe also, and, you know, also the Iranians. But, of course, also remember, too, Wuhan, the city in China, is one of the most polluted cities in the world. The air quality there is probably in the top 10 worst areas in the world. It's awful because it's a giant industrial factory city. And the people there are breathing all types of poisons and toxins into their lungs every single day just by breathing air. I mean, I've been there in those types of cities in China. You literally have to wear a mask all the time, and everybody has a chronic cough over there. So they've already got an impaired pulmonary system to start with. They don't have the ability to breathe properly to start with. Their coronary pulmonary system is not working right. So, guys, there's a lot of factors that we have to take into play here. Number one, one of the most polluted cities in the world, 5G system city, you know, genome-specific bioweapon. We don't know. But what we do know is that we end up with these folks having free iron released into their bloodstream if this virus starts replicating and destroying the tissue and releasing this iron, which is extremely bad for the body. In fact, that's why we have in our ultimate multiple powder and our multiple capsules, we don't add iron at all, because iron is like the water in a radiator, and it's constantly recycled in the body. The only time women would need to take additional iron supplements is if they're still menstruating and losing blood every month, and the best way you to do that with iron supplements is to use blackstrap molasses. But that's why I won't put the iron in the multiple powder or the capsules, because it's not healthy to do that, because it's such a strong oxidative product. So, guys, just stay frosty. Stay focused on what you're doing. Take your vitamin C. Yesterday, it's so funny, I went to the doctor's office yesterday, and I was talking to the doctor about the chloroquine, you know, the quinine stuff. It's the type of quinine that they've been using for 100 years for malaria. And I said, can I get a prescription for that? It's really cheap, because, you know, you can get it, supposedly, I don't know, from the Canadian pharmacies pretty much without a prescription, because it's like a antibiotic. And she goes, absolutely not. You can't have that. I won't give it to you. People use it for lupus and, you know, rheumatoid arthritis. And I'm like, okay, there's plenty of it. It's been around for a long time. She goes, no, the only way you'd ever have access to that is if you were in a hospital almost dead on a ventilator. And I'm like, okay, this is stupid. You know, this is stupid. Why would you wait to that point with coronavirus almost dead on a ventilator to use a product which can stop the virus along with the other nutrients we talked about, including zinc? Makes no sense to me, but that's a typical mindset of the medical establishment. I mean, it's crazy. Right now, a Denver doctor has been prescribing the controversial cocktail, these antioxidants, et cetera, to patients who says the symptoms just reverse in a couple of days if you do this. So, guys, it's one of those things. You know, just continue to take your supplements. Continue to take your D3, K2, potassium iodide, your vitamin C, your zinc, we're getting more of that in right now. Your black seed oil, which also, remember, acts as a fungicide. It's a really, really important product, the black seed oil. And stay healthy. And that way, if this stuff attacks you or gets near you, your body's own immune system is going to fight it off. You don't have to worry about going on a ventilator and having blood transfusions. What a mess this thing's turned into. Austin, what do you think, bud?
That's really well said, and that's great info. And again, you know, the more research I keep doing, and I keep talking to more and more people, is that majority of everybody that has been actually dying, true deaths from this, that I've talked to in the medical field and stuff like that, are people that already have significant health issues. I mean, there's another doctor that just came out, Dr. Anthony Cardillo out of L.A. A lot of you haven't even seen this yet. And he's been saying the exact same thing. He's like, dude, we've been using zinc and hydroxychloroquine, and he goes, we're seeing patients with coronavirus tested positive go from very ill to symptom-free in 8 to 12 hours. Again, this is they keep talking about it, the doctors independently, and I'm glad they're getting this information out there for people who actually contracted it. But nobody wants to talk about it in mainstream media. In fact, they're intentionally trying to incite more and more fear. There's an article that got reposted on just about every mainstream news outlet. I saw it on NBC. I saw it on independent.uk. It's all over the place. And I wanted to address it too, because I've heard a few people bring it up. And I wanted to really clarify this so people understand what really happened. The title of the article, on almost verbatim, almost every single mainstream news outlet, was Coronavirus News: One-Day-Old Baby Dies of COVID-19 Complications in Louisiana. And everybody goes, whoa! One day old baby dies of COVID-19, and they start coming out, they start saying, this is the first death related to COVID-19 in an early born infant, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I saw the same thing. I was like, this is interesting. How in the world did this happen? Well, so I pulled up the article on it. The baby's mother was admitted to a hospital in Baton Rouge with symptoms of COVID-19 before they induced her into labor. They induced her into labor. The baby was preterm labor. The baby was delivered prematurely, and the baby ended up dying from premature labor. And people are like, well, premature labor, yeah. Premature labor, in this instance, the baby came out at 22 weeks. 22 weeks. And they're running around telling everybody that this was basically a COVID-19 death. So a lot of mainstream media outlets actually had to change the title of this yesterday. And ironically enough, the coroner said the child did not test positive for COVID-19. So the doctors basically freaked out. The girl came in with shortness of breath. They induced labor at 22 weeks. That's 5 months, guys, a little over 5 months. Very rarely do babies even live when they're born that early in almost all cases. If they do, it's a struggle. I mean, it's a rough struggle. It's a horrible situation. And the baby ended up dying. It was sad. But then they immediately say it was a COVID-19 death. This is a COVID-19 death in a one-day-old baby. It wasn't a one-day-old baby. It was a baby that was born at 22 weeks in basically its gestation period, and it was born massively premature because they induced labor and the baby died. Now, what's ironic about this is nobody even wants to discuss the fact that majority of states allow abortions up to 22 and 24 weeks. Heck, some states, like New York, allow full-term abortions. But no. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to bring that topic up. No. You can't bring up full-term abortions, Austin. This is coronavirus-only talk right now. You're only allowed to talk about coronavirus. But what? We have abortions at the same age as this baby was born premature and it died because the doctors induced a premature birth? And they're blaming it on COVID-19 right now? Listen to what is really going on, guys, and question the narrative of everything you hear right now. And I mean question the narrative of everything you hear right now, because there's some very, very strange things happening. You guys saw Candace Owens. I like a lot of stuff she puts out. She definitely, she's very conservative. She calls a lot of stuff out where a lot of people don't call things out. And I found it interesting yesterday. She put out a tweet, very interesting tweet. And she went out and she said, this is the tweet, she said, apparently doctors and nurses around the world are wondering why no one is dying from heart attacks and strokes anymore. Flu and pneumonia deaths also have gone off a cliff. Turns out everyone's only dying from coronavirus all across the country now and nothing else. Gee, I wonder why. And then she reposted an article from a Dr. Harlan Krumholtz, MD, out of New York. And he wrote an article. I'll read you part of it here. And he said, we're all asking, where are all the patients with heart attacks and strokes going? They're missing from our hospitals. We generally have hundreds of cases every single week, a lot of those including deaths. Yale New Haven Hospital, where I work, has almost 300 people stricken with coronavirus, and the numbers keep rising as we treat them for coronavirus, yet we are not at capacity because of a massive marked decline in usual patients. In more normal times, we never have any empty beds. Some of the excess capacity is indeed by design. We canceled elective procedures, though many of those patients never need long-term hospitalization. Heart attacks and stroke teams, always poised to rush in and save lives, are almost idle. They're simply helping to deal with coronavirus cases. Online community of cardiologists said almost half of the respondents reported that they're seeing a 40 to 60% reduction in the number of heart attack deaths, and in some of those reporting more than a 60% reduction. This is not just a phenomenon specific to the United States. Investigators from Spain and Italy are saying a 40% reduction in emergency procedures for heart attacks during just the last week of March compared to the period before the pandemic hit. And it may not just be heart attacks. We've also seen that colleagues are saying we're seeing a massive decline in emergencies, including acute appendicitis, acute gallbladder disease, and other related deaths. where have all the heart attack deaths gone? And I'm just going to bring this article up. I'll repost on the website and let you guys read it. And I'm kind of asking the same thing, guys. Everything's COVID-19 now. And then it's ironic that we're seeing the exact same thing overlap with what the CDC did on March 24th that we talked about yesterday. How they're now saying it doesn't matter if they test positive for COVID-19 and somebody dies. It doesn't even matter if you know they have COVID-19. If they simply have any type of symptoms, or you even just assume they had COVID-19, COVID-19 goes down on the death certificate right now. What in the world's really going on? I have a good friend of mine I talked to yesterday. His wife's uncle basically passed away, and he's been battling lung cancer. Lung cancer. He's been fighting lung cancer for years. And he died of lung cancer. So basically, he's been going to all kinds of cancer treatments, and there was nothing left. It was just, that was it. And he checked out. This is out in Tampa. And they said they're unbelievably devastated because the coroners are refusing to allow them to have a funeral because they basically shut down all these funeral homes. And they basically asked, they said, well, where, we want to at least, like, you know, see him. We weren't there when he died. We want to say, well, he's basically in the freezer with all the COVID-19 patients, because that's where we're basically keeping everybody now, and these mass refrigerator trucks. They said, but he didn't die of coronavirus. He was lung cancer. They said, basically doesn't matter. Everybody pretty much goes in now with COVID-19, freezer, morgue is where they go into, the massive freezers. No funeral right now. Everything's basically just being kept in the freezer for COVID-19 precautions. And so now they're waiting to see what comes up on the death certificate, if they're actually going to put down lung cancer or if it's going to be announced COVID-19. Because apparently everybody that dies from anything is now being thrown in the COVID-19 freezer because they're assuming that everybody's COVID-19 positive. This is kind of like the same thing, and it's funny because some people have told me, like, oh, they would never do this. I said, so you wouldn't have hospitals give blanket hepatitis B vaccines to newborn childs, even if the mom is not Hep B positive, simply because they assume no matter what, every woman that comes into the hospital is a HIV or hepatitis B positive drug-using prostitute. So instead of actually questioning it and doing a Hep B positive test again before birth, they automatically assume that the baby needs a hepatitis B vaccine right when it's born without any testing or any clarification if the mom's even Hep B positive. Oh, kind of like that. Kind of like they would assume everybody has COVID-19 now that dies possibly anywhere in the United States now. Kind of like there's no deaths being put down for heart attacks and strokes hardly at all anymore. They're down 60% in New York. Everybody seems to be apparently dying of COVID-19. So apparently what's happened now, and I'm being sarcastic, COVID-19 has cured everybody. There's no heart attacks, there's no cancer, there's no heart disease, there's none of that anymore. COVID-19 cures you of everything, but then you die of COVID-19, which is essentially what their ideology is coming in now. So I just want to kind of bring that up and let you guys make your own decision on it. And then we have the WHO official. I saw this on Tucker Carlson last night, and this was troublesome. He comes out now, the full-blown press conference, and he says, we may have to enter your homes and remove your family members because now the COVID-19 has been taken off the street and it's now spreading in homes. So we need to assess and find out who has COVID-19 in your homes and remove them from your homes, remove your family members from your homes, and treat them humanely and with dignity as we basically take care of them. Now, I'm assuming these guys are probably going to try this in the UK or some other disarmed country, because I can tell you right now, that will go horrifically bad for the United States if they actually think they're going to go in door to door and start testing people for coronavirus and extracting them out of their house. And it's ironic. Didn't we see videos in China just a few months ago where people were literally being drugged out of homes with people in full-blown bio suits while family members were screaming and yelling and taking video, and they basically drug people off by force and took them to some unknown location? Other videos of people getting drugged into hospitals and basements of hospitals, screaming and yelling at the top of their lungs while four and five people drugged them in.
only to, I don't know where they went. We never saw them again that I know of. Did they come out of it? Did they get better? Were they given a cure? I have no idea. All I know is those are the videos that I saw. So strangely odd how we're starting to follow exactly what China did, right now, and we're the United States of America with a constitutional republic, or so I thought. And ironically enough now, I'm starting to get reports all over the place of giant 5G towers going up. And I'm not just getting this from random people. I've had one of our good listeners today and good friends locally, Brad Parton, over in Davenport, about 25 minutes from here, took photos on his camera phone today and sent them to me of a gigantic 5G tower going right up in a neighborhood, and it looks like a tree. I'm sure you guys have seen these online. Looks like a giant, like, Christmas tree way up in the air above all the tree lines, and then it's riddled with 5G. Today, he sent it to me. So it's ironic that we have this massive virus and everybody needs to be inside and everybody needs to take precautions and everybody needs to do their part and social distance and make sure they're not doing anything. And ironically enough, the photo he has, there's two linemen almost side by side installing 5G towers on the top of this. So it's not a priority to go buy non-essential items like makeup or toys or gardening tools at certain places now. It's not essential. It's not essential to go out and do anything. You basically need to stay in your home barricaded. But we find it grossly essential to make sure that we have 5G towers going up in mass all over the country so we can have that slightly faster internet speed. I just want to throw that out there. And now, if you guys saw yesterday, this shows you, and this shows you right now, this one comment alone from YouTube spokesperson, this comment alone tells you right here that we're calling out exactly what they're doing and they have to shut it down. Google-owned YouTube has now said they are banning videos that raise concerns about possible correlation between 5G and coronavirus and asserting them as conspiracy theory. And I quote, this was put out by a statement by YouTube yesterday. Now, any content that disputes the existence or transmission of COVID-19, as described by the WHO and local health authorities, is a violation of YouTube policies. This includes conspiracy theories which claim that symptoms are caused by 5G. We have clear policies that prohibit videos promoting medically unsubstantiated methods to prevent coronavirus in place of seeking medical treatment, and we will remove those videos violating these policies. Guys, you can't make it up right now. And what's ironic enough, if you saw the video from David Icke last week on YouTube in the London Real interview where he claimed that 5G is a huge plot to control humanity essentially and what it does to the actual body with the microwave energy and how 5G is suddenly popping up all over the country. At the same time, we have Europeans destroying several 5G towers and lighting them on fire. Bam! Video's been pulled off YouTube, completely scrubbed, not allowing it to go up anymore. Pretty much all videos on 5G, if they talk about anything relating to 5G and coronavirus or health problems, bam, they're getting scrubbed. As I speak right now, they're falling off YouTube, and there's thousands upon thousands of them getting scrubbed at a time as soon as they get flagged. They are purging, again, the same thing they have done numerous times in the past. When we talk about topics, when we bring things up, they ban them. They purge them, and they say, you cannot talk about this. This is fake news. You will not speak about this at all. And that's exactly what they're doing again right now. Think about it, guys. We have, allegedly, a massive pandemic where we need to have all hands on deck, allegedly. We need to make sure everybody's social distancing and not doing anything but sheltering in place, allegedly. But now we find it grossly important to be putting up 5G towers all over the country at massive pace right now. Just going to leave that at left there, right there, and you guys think about it then.
Awesome. The 5G is a problem. You know, we've been talking about it for several years now, being a weapon system. And it's just a, you know, does it affect people who have altered immune systems? Well, yeah. Does it make them more susceptible to COVID-19? Yeah. Probably make them more susceptible to the flu and to the common cold and to cancer, too. it does all these things. They can change the frequency of the weapon system, and they can give you cancer. As far as I'm concerned, from the research that I've read, they can change the frequency. They can make you absolutely elated or abnormally depressed or suicidally depressed or completely and totally nauseous or make you take a nap. I mean, that technology has been around since the 50s and 60s. You know, they used to do it with bulls. They'd have a bull charging a matador, and they'd have a wire in its brain, and it'd put a certain frequency through the wire in a certain part of the brain, and the bull would just stop running and just lay down and take a nap right in the middle of the field. And then they realized that they didn't have to put the wire in the brain. They just hit it with a specific frequency with a transmitter in it, and it'd lay down and take a nap too. This technology's been around for a long, long time. And guys, it all goes back to the injections that they want to give you, the vaccines supposedly that are going to cure you or keep you healthy from the COVID-19. And in fact, this vaccine compromise Fauci says we'll never get back to normal, because coronavirus threat will remain even after vaccines and therapies are approved, as the U.S. hits 11,000 COVID-19 deaths ahead of the projected peak in 9 days. This guy's a fear-mongerer. I mean, you know, we'll never be back to normal. Well, okay, well, that's kind of crazy, isn't it? But, you know, the reality is these vaccines aren't going to make us back to normal either. It's like saying to you, basically, it's going to cure everything that ever happened to the COVID-19 that continues to mutate, which is a complete joke. That's why the flu vaccines don't work. They're never effective. This is a type of flu. They're never effective because the flu mutates, and then we don't have the exact antibodies in your body for that particular mutation. And then, like Austin said, you know, when this young baby died, you know, 5 months in the 4 months early, I guarantee you that child received the hepatitis B shot when it was born. They did that with preemies, believe it or not. They do it with all kids. It's like standard hospital policy. Okay, this little five-month-old infant, this basically should have been 9 months old when it was born. It basically is sitting, it can barely breathe. Its lungs aren't even formed right. So they won't give it a hepatitis shot. Let's put it into a full-blown shock on top of everything else. And they see this all the time with these little preemies. They give them all these vaccines and all these chemicals into their little bodies. And it's sad. I mean, it really is. And then to say that the baby died of COVID-19, of course it did. You know, everybody dies of COVID-19 now. There are no other causes of death for anybody, apparently, it seems, because they're trying to get as much hysteria and hype, right, Austin? They're trying to get as much hysteria and hype as they possibly can so that everybody wants to go take the vaccine. Now they're saying the World Health Organization, which Donald Trump, which, by the way, is a Rothschild organization, just thought I'd mention that, has been responsible for the AIDS epidemic and, you know, in Africa and everywhere else it goes, it like, kills people. You know, years ago we had a pastor basically come to me and say, we want to start promoting, you know, vitamins, you know, in Africa, and we want to do it on Christian media, and we want the Christians to get involved with promoting this vitamin. And we've told you guys the story before. And then I find out that the person who's in charge of the approval process is the World Health Organization. And I told him, I said, this stuff is not going to be any good. She's in charge of it, but this stuff is going to be a joke. And so we had it assayed. Heaven forbid that me and Austin actually went ahead and spent the money and got the thing assayed. And half the stuff that it said was in it wasn't even in it. And the main ingredient, and it was silica, sand. And this was going to be the vitamin broth they were going to give all of these little kids starving in Africa. And then this pastor, who basically is compromised as far as I'm concerned, he goes, well, it doesn't matter. At least they're getting something. I said, well, giving them a fake something isn't better than nothing. I said, what the heck, man? I said, well, we make a lot of money. I said, I'm not going to make any money on stuff like that. So you can have at it with yourself. So that's just ridiculous. I'm not going to promote something that doesn't work. This is awful if you consider this. You know, like one of these pastors now who's a billionaire just came out this week and said, I have to raise $300 million this year. $300 million. Wait a minute. And I can't even make this stuff up. The guy claims to be a multi-billionaire. I mean, he's got the assets, lives on thousands of acres, pumping oil off the acreage, and he's got a fleet of jets, and he basically says, I've got to raise $300 million this year. And he's already hoarding over $1 billion. You know, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, the whole thing's ridiculous. I mean, how in the world, why do you possibly need $300 million? It's like a Fortune 500 company. I mean, why do you need that? I guess you have to, you know, maintain your private jet fleet. And then he just bought a Gulfstream 5. And what did he say? He said, I paid X amount of millions for that. I need to raise another $20 million now to help pay off. Why don't you just use the money you have in your account? Why don't you use part of the $1 billion on securing, you know, an upgrade for your Gulfstream 5? Why do you have to go to your listeners now, many of whom are unemployed now, and ask them to give you money to maintain your lifestyle. And better yet, why don't we do it this way? Why don't you maintain enough money for several years of income inside of the ministry? And since you're a 501(c) corporation, why don't you roll some of that cash back into other ministries right now that are struggling and help them pay off their equipment, their plants, their buildings, their churches, and the stuff they have in there, and make salary payments? Yeah, $1 billion will go a long way. That'll help a lot of people, or the multiple billions you claim to have. I mean, this is ridiculous. The greed of some of these guys, and of course, some of these guys, and I'm going to say this very blankly, being very clearly, I'm not particularly talking about this individual, but there are many of these guys that are also involved in Masonic lodges. And I can give you some names of some top evangelicals who've been years have been accused of being 33-degree Masons. And, you know, the thing about it is, guys, think through that with me for a second. If they believed in the Kabbalah and the Zohar and the Masonic teachings, you know, they're not really promoting our God, are they? You know, if they believe all this stuff at the 30th degree level, they have to renounce all other religions and all other things they ever learned as a child and accept the religion of the Masonic Lodge, which is based in the Kabbalah, which is Ein Sof. This is their great universe, whatever you want to call him. So you got to, guys, this turns into a giant mess. This is a giant, giant mess. And, you know, these evangelicals that all of that turn into the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it boys, who got their 501(c) corporations, and a lot of them are on the government clergy response team because they do what they're told to do because they don't want to lose their lifestyle. Because, guys, you know, when you make, let's say you bring in $10 million a year as a church, which a lot of churches bring in, that these big churches, a lot of them bring in over $100 million, by the way. But, you know, $10 million a year, that's all tax-free money. It's tax-free. In other words, if you buy a building, you could just take the building and pay it off with the $10 million. You know, normally you'd have to take the $10 million, you have to pay 40% taxes on it, you'd get $6 million back, $4 million in taxes, and you couldn't even be allowed to write the building off over the first year. You'd have to write it off over a 40-year depreciation schedule. And so it makes it very difficult to earn income and to basically have profit in a company. But if you don't have to pay any taxes at all, then you have their 20 parsonages, which are mansions, that don't pay any property taxes. This is how these guys develop this. Well, what they have is a lifestyle that we all had prior to the income taxes back in 1913. When no one had to pay income tax, when everything was based on tariffs with the government as far as funding the federal government, before the Rothschild boys came in and set up the Federal Reserve Bank. Back, you know, 120 years ago, before we had this ridiculous Federal Reserve Bank, we could actually keep the money that we earned. And that's one of the reasons that the United States prospered, and it was the largest creditor nation in the world. We put these clowns in charge of the money supply. Now we're the largest creditor country in the largest debtor country in the world. By the way, an interesting article from Newsweek just came out, and I don't particularly care for Newsweek because it's a real liberal rag, but it actually has an interesting point. It says the Attorney General's power grab in the shadow of the pandemic is unprecedented, unconstitutional, and unnecessary. Among other things, the proposal suspends habeas corpus, literally translated, produce the body, or the right to appear before a judge before being detained. That right is enshrined in our Constitution, and without it, Barr could hold Americans indefinitely without a trial. Well, they've been doing that anyhow, haven't they? The gravity of this pandemic and the need for action cannot be used to weaken our commitment to the rule of law or destroy our moral fiber as a nation. History shows us the consequences of using fear as a catalyst to erode our democratic laws and principles. Our justice system is grounded in an unwavering guarantee that each one of us is entitled to certain inalienable rights, including the right to due process before one's freedom is taken away. That is what makes us a free country rather than a lawless state. Now we face a national emergency, and our hospitals and healthcare workers lack critical supplies and resources. Our citizens are suffering, and our economy is basically destroyed. We must do better. We must mobilize now to fight this disease and its impacts with every tool in our arsenal. Now, what's crazy about all of this stuff is that this is written from a left-wing perspective, and then it starts getting more and more left-wing as you read through the articles. I won't read any more of it. But the point is that the first part of this article is right. I mean, we have a right to a fair and speedy trial. We have a right to appear. We have all these things. We can't be held indefinitely without trial, like Austin talked about yesterday. We now have people here in the state of Florida, I guess, that they're going to be able to arrest us for breaking quarantine and hold us in jail with people who potentially have coronavirus until we have an arraignment or stand before a judge and never let us bond out. I mean, where did all this come from? Well, it kind of started with the Patriot Act, to be honest with you. But if you go a little bit further back, it kind of started with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And if you go a little further back than that, it kind of started with, you know, the forming of the Federal Reserve Bank. And if you want to go a little further back than that, it started with Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, the biggest tyrant we've ever had. I've told you this before. I'll say it again. And I've been quoted, and people have hammered me on this about online. If I was president of the United States and I had the ability to do it, I would put C4 all around that Lincoln Memorial in D.C., and I'd blow that thing to pieces. See, I can't believe you said that. He's the greatest. No, he's not. He's not the greatest president. He took away states' rights. He was horrible. He's a communist. He took away states' rights. And then he turned around and had Sherman come down there and burn Atlanta and march into the sea and rape and pillage all the way through the South. And he endorsed it. You tell me he's the greatest president. He's a tyrant. And his wife was a doggone witch. She did seances in the White House. Probably a Kabbalist. You weirdos. And this is who the greatest president is. We have this giant Lincoln Memorial. The guy is as satanic and as possessed as anyone I've ever seen for what he did to the United States of America. The southern states had had enough, and they didn't want their rights infringed upon. Because remember, before the Civil War, the states we had here in the United States were like a loosely grouped set of states that came together in time of war to protect one another, and they really didn't have an overreaching federal bureaucracy that was tyrannical until Abraham Lincoln. By the way, the Civil War, it was also financed by the Rothschild banking cartel, and John Wilkes Booth was an agent of the Rothschild banking cartel. And so when Lincoln didn't want to put in the doggone Federal Reserve Bank that basically Andrew Jackson had gotten rid of some 30 years earlier, they assassinated him. Because these guys don't care. If you don't do what they tell you to do, they'll make your life miserable if they don't kill you. They'll destroy you if they have to, and they'll kill you if they have to. They'll disappear you if they have to, kind of like Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein isn't even dead as far as I'm concerned. Member of Mossad. But yeah, he got a little bit too vocal with what he was doing and what he knew, and all of a sudden they had to basically reposition him into a non-extradition country, as far as I'm concerned, with a little bit of plastic surgery with his sicko perversions. But that boy had a dead man's switch, I can guarantee you. He knew too much about too many people, had too much filth on too many people, and too many recordings on too many people for them to even take a chance of killing him. But of course, with this giant impeachment nonsense and also this giant coronavirus stuff that's hitting the country right now, Jeffrey Epstein has become a distant memory in the hearts and the minds of the people in the United States. It's kind of like what happened with 9/11 and Building 7 that most people still don't know about. You know, a distant memory of something that happened, you know, 19 years ago, and nobody really thinks about it much anymore. And by the way, one final comment. This is ridiculous. This is so unbelievable. It's just more political subterfuge. Donald Trump says that the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian girl who likes to worship Ein Sof, Ivanka, she's basically Kabbalist, has created 15 million jobs. What the heck is he smoking? As the nation braces for more unemployment claims and the president's daughter encourages the nation to stay healthy. You know, why would they do this? Why would they push her out there now in order to try to make her something she's not? It's called dynasty. Or I guess we used to joke about it called dynasty. But this is pretty much what this whole family has done. Now, Trump's been compromised, but he's also been told that his daughter is going to have a high-level position in the New World Order along with that wretched son-in-law of his who will probably be the Antichrist the way he acts. And this is what they want to do. They want to continue to promote Ivanka as having been this great person who created all these jobs. And look at her, look at her. Well, wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something if we actually got a Kabbalist running for the presidency of the United States, a member of Chabad? Wouldn't that be something? How far down the slippery slope could we then go if Ivanka became president? Whoa. I don't know. What do you think, Austin?
I don't know about all that, but she's definitely involved with some weird stuff, especially her husband. Her husband has always troubled me, Jared, as far as everything he does. the amount of leeway he's had, the amount of autonomy he's had, the amount of being able to go out and pretty much go to other countries and, you know, just do all these different things. I mean, I remember when, I forgot what country it was. I don't have it in front of me. It was like a year ago when he was over in the Middle East. And he went over there and met with one of those sheiks over there and did not even let the ambassador, the United States ambassador of that country, in on the meeting. Had like a private closed meeting. And I remember sitting there thinking, I'm like, what does this guy have on everybody that we don't know about? Why does this guy have so much carte blanche power? And he was never even elected. He was appointed by Trump and essentially has carte blanche immunity to go anywhere he wants, make any deals he wants, lobby anybody he wants, and everybody just goes, oh yeah, it's Trump's son-in-law, he's married to Ivanka, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? And I mean, and now we see this, finally, this whole entire Q movement is about to be over with, and I don't have to hear the rah-rah rhetoric from it anymore. As you guys know, majority of them were all ranting that between, you know, the 2nd and the 10th of this month, April, all these things are going to happen, and the military is going and doing all these military tribunals, and all the deep state people were going to get arrested, and just the whole kit and caboodle nonstop regularly. And I've told everybody, and Dad said this for years, I mean, the whole Q thing has been nothing but a psych-op. It may have been legitimate in the beginning, but understand, guys, and follow me for a second, because I know some of our listeners still follow this whole thing, and they're all ramped up in it, but listen to me for a second. Use some cognitive reasoning. I'm just going to clarify this. Doesn't it make sense that one of the most effective tools from a psychological strategy you could use is make the patriot community believe that there is this unseen force going on behind the scenes supporting Trump, and that he's about to do all these things, including arrest Hillary and the whole entire gang of misfits, and it's all going to be perfect, and everybody's going to go to jail, and Trump's going to give free electricity to everybody, and it's going to be this incredibly Pollyanna approach again, and everybody's going to have an incredible time in the U.S. If you could get just a portion of the population, the patriot Christian community, to actually believe that, you've pretty much solidified your point into pacifying them into doing nothing, saying nothing, preventing nothing, standing against nothing, because everybody's supposed to sit there and trust the plan. Just wanted to kind of throw that back out there, because hey, that's been troubling for me on a lot of these fronts. And so, again, as we see what's going on right now, continue to pray, continue to stay in the Word, and continue to stay prepared and get this information out there. Like Brad did today, the 5G clowns putting up a giant Christmas tree 5G tower in Davenport. Get photos of this stuff. Put it out online. Listen, there's a reason why YouTube is banning videos on 5G and coronavirus truth and calling it out for what it is. They don't want this information getting out. And I've said this many a times. Whenever you have YouTube and Google start banning topics en masse, you can be pretty much spot on with your money bet that that is exactly what's going on, because that's the only time an opposition goes to silence the other group, is when the other group starts speaking the truth. If people are running around and they're like, oh, the earth is so flat, it's causing the coronavirus. Okay, right. You got it. Nobody's going to even legitimately take that seriously. And I'm using that as just a sarcastic example. But when you start going in and you start making 1 + 1 = 2 come together, and David Icke starts talking about one of the reasons why a lot of these individuals are coming down with issues with 5G more and more, it's because of a metal toxicity, because metal conducts, and the more metal you have in the system, the more susceptible you are to 5G and the energy field it produces. And we have these giant towers going up at the same time we're supposed to be in a national emergency. At the same time, the FCC unanimously voted last year that 5G is mandatory that no city, municipality, or county can prevent 5G towers from coming into their area at all under any circumstances. They basically federally protected 5G. Come on, guys, do the math here. There's something more sinister going on, and we have to keep getting it out there. YouTube's banning it for a reason. YouTube wants to shut it down for a reason. They don't want people knowing the truth, because it's ironic. Just now in the recent last couple months, have so many people started to question about 5G. I even talked, my electrician was over the house yesterday, and he was talking about it, because, you know, I told you guys I had to put a switch in to shut all my internet off, full blackout in the entire house, no internet, kill switch on all my internet whenever I want it off. And he was kind of joking about it last time, and I told him, I said, dude, I said, you can laugh about it all you want. I said, go home, look online, and start doing some research of what these electromagnetic frequencies do to your body when you sleep. I said, if you have a problem sleeping, shut it off at night and watch what happens. I promise you, you will sleep better. And I said, some people are more susceptible to it than others. Some people can be exposed to a ton of it, and they have few issues, but all of a sudden they start having a lot of issues. There's different, everybody responds to something differently. It's the same thing with medication. One person may take certain medication, the other person takes the exact same amount, and they have two different responses. Everybody's different. So not everybody's going to respond to it the same way, but I can tell you one thing, the 5G system is way more sinister than we're being led to believe. And if you don't believe that, then why is YouTube banning people talking about it? Why are people in Europe burning them down now and going out there with basically those radiation detectors and meters, and they're walking towards, not even up to 5G meters, and they're completely going off the radar now. It's because 5G wasn't turned on all the way, guys. It's like a volume knob. It doesn't just flip on and it's immediate 100% full energy. It's an adjustable weapon. They built this in the military. They can put it on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and all the way up the scale. It's ironic that all these things are starting to happen now as the 5G systems are coming together. So get this information out there, guys, please. And that's my end of that rant, Dad, on that.
Well, you know, Austin, you're 100% right. In fact, you know, a lot of stuff is being taken off the internet with the 5G. In fact, I sent out a video the other day. It was citizen reporters go out and do what the media won't with empty hospitals. And that's been removed. I just had somebody kind of email me back and say, hey, look, you know, I tried to watch that thing. It's removed. It's gone. And that's exactly what they're going to do. When the alt media gets together, we start pushing this information out there that maybe the coronavirus can be controlled through supplementation and proper diet, et cetera, into, you know, if we have to, this malaria drug, then maybe, you know, they don't want us to know that because it doesn't promote the fear porn agenda that we have to be vaccinated. This is becoming back every 6 months and we're going to be dealing with this all the time. What are they going to do if it comes back again next fall? Are they going to shut the world economic engine down again? Are they going to keep shutting everything down until the entire economies of the entire planet collapse? I mean, right now, you know, you go back to some of these mail order places where you used to get light fixtures and all these different things for really good prices. Of course, they were all coming out of China. They're all out of stock. I mean, everything's, we got this massive supply line distribution breakdown right now. Same thing's happening with General Motors. Same thing's happening with Ford. I mean, even if these plant and operations were allowed to continue, they would be seeing these shortages right now in their assembly line production. Maybe that's why they shut them down. I don't know. Maybe that's one of the reasons they shut them down, so that we wouldn't see the fact of how dependent we had become on China. And China's had enough of the petrodollar, like I talked about earlier. By the way, New Jersey Hospital suspends an ICU nurse for buying $12,000 worth of unauthorized personal protection equipment, including 500 masks. She used a GoFundMe for donations from supporters. Nurse Olga Madaliska was able to get 500 masks, 4,000 shoe covers, and 400 caps from the money donated to her GoFundMe page. But she was placed on temporary suspension for inappropriately distributing unauthorized medical supplies, Newark Beth Israel Medical Center said. Olga led a team of 12 other fundraisers, setting up the page a week ago. Healthcare workers are increasingly concerned about the ravages of the illness in their own ranks, compounded by the lack of testing and protective gear. So here's a lady who decided to go out and buy equipment for her people working with her and other people in the healthcare industry, and they suspended her, shut her down, said you can't do that. And, you know, that's, again, goes back to corporate bureaucracy. You have to do it the way we tell you to do it, peasant. Peasant! if you don't do what you're supposed to do, the way we tell you to do it, then we're not going to allow you to do anything. We'd rather have you just die of this rather than not go through proper channels. Again, this is a perfect example of the Peter principle run amok. This hospital administration should have been happy they were getting masks and equipment over not having anything. Absolutely crazy what's happening. But guys, remember this. Like Hulk Hogan said, it's all about Jesus. Guys, remember, he's the author, he's the finisher, he's the perfecter of our faith. And it's like I told you guys last week, you know, this thing with the coronavirus has not taken the great I Am by surprise. Has not. He knows exactly what's going on, and he will use this, I believe, with what Lucifer always tries to do with these crazy things that he does, to bring more and more people into the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So just remember that. Continue to pray for your friends and your family, and thank you for the prayers for us at Health Masters and me and Austin for doing this show. We're out here on the front line with you guys, and I love you guys, and I appreciate you so much. And again, it was my privilege, my honor, and my responsibility to pray for you today. Austin, go ahead and take over, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Yes, guys. Thank you again for the continued support of Health Masters. I'll have the new product of the week up in a little bit here, probably an hour or so, as it changed today, the sublingual B12-1 product of the week. Really, really good product. Great for red blood cell count. Be on sale today, so be sure to check that on the website. We still also have the magnesium brain food on sale. That'll be going on until probably the end of the week, and then I'm going to end up pulling it off. I did that because this is our last batch before there's a massive price increase on the magnesium thionate, that magnesium that actually goes through the blood-brain barrier. And a lot of people have asked me about that. That product, that mineral, that formulation of magnesium thionate was actually patented by a nutritional company. And so they own the patent on it. And what they have found is that the demand for that magnesium, because it works so good with focus and energy and blood pressure, they've continually raised the raw prices up on everybody every about 6 to 12 months. It's unfortunate, but it is what happens when somebody patents something and they own the rights to it, I think, for another 3 years. But it's an incredible supplement. It's one of our best-selling products. I mean, I've got people all the time that, I mean, they won't even take vitamins, and they take that, and they're like, I feel so much better. All I want to do is take that right now. I don't even want to take anything else. I'm like, well, you at least should throw the multivitamin powder in with it. And that's what I tell most people. I said, from a base standpoint, the multivitamin powder and the magnesium brain food, those two right there are such a good base staple just for daily supplements. But again, thank you for the support. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. Feel free to call us. And we're here to help you guys out, give you guys the best advice on nutritional and supplemental health the best we can. However, we do not give out medical advice. Just want to clarify that again. So thank you for the support. Be safe, guys. Be prepared. Have a safe, awesome, blessed night. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.